Welcome back to the Teachers Off Duty podcast. My name is Mr. Williams, or you can call me Tell Williams, whatever you want. And it's what's my at?
Mr. Williams Pre-K. Mr. Williams Spreck.
We're tired. I'm gonna hand off to Lauren so I can stop talking.
I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in Fifth on all social medias, and today we are back with our special guest host, Eddie B.
Give us those socials.
He's like, hi.
I'm Eddie B at Eddie B Comedy. You know it.
Where look, what platforms do you use?
Oh, all of them.
All of them.
Instagram, Facebook. It's something else on TikTok. I'm the real Eddie B Comedy. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I was the regular Eddie B Comedy. I didn't know I did a TikTok before.
Stop.
And I didn't never
use
it.
So you forgot you had an account?
Yes, I had to make. And by the time I did the real Eddie B Comedy, it already had a lot of followers. So I just stayed there. So I got both of them.
Okay, that's funny. So yeah, so like that's security then. You don't worry about
stealing
it. Well,
that could be like your spam account.
Yeah.
You could post like your stuff on the real Eddie B, and then on Eddie B, like you can just post like whatever videos, and people get a kick out of that.
Yeah,
I never thought about it like that.
I kind of want to start a spam account and just for funsies. I know
fun.
You got like 200,000 followers overnight.
I'm truly blessed. You know,
yes.
Just like living the dream.
Yes.
I just want to start one and like let it loose and see who
That's
finds
what I did.
It.
I thought it was
let
fun.
It loose.
Let it loose.
Do that with your other account, and then we'll see.
I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find you. We'll see if it's meant to be. If it's serendipitous, we'll find you.
If it's serendipitous,
we'll get the things.
You know, I like that.
So today we are going to be talking about something that I'm sure everyone who is a teacher or has been a teacher or has been in the education field in general can relate to, and that is things that waste teachers' time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many of them.
Clocking in.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like the one, and I know it's like some things that waste teachers' time, like I think there are things that you have to do, but like you don't want to do them. Like, okay, attendance. Like you were talking about attendance earlier.
Like, yes, you have to take attendance, right? You have to know what kids are there. But what we had to do at Head Start is you had an hour from the time the kids got there. You had 1 hour to find out where the child was. And you had to have, like, it was called, I'm not kidding,
did you have, like, a PI? Like,
no,
that went to go and hunt these children down?
Right.
Like, what did you do?
The teacher, so, like, the kids are coming in. They have to, my schedule is they walked in, they put their stuff down. We went to breakfast. They went outside and we came back in. By that time, it's been an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So while they're, like, you know, and you have to like be involved we had to eat breakfast with them, but you also have to like play recess with them. And in that time, I had to find out where 6 of my students were, and it was an attendance justification form.
Oh my gosh.
So you wrote down, Barbara's out. This is the reason she's out. This is the time I called and got contact with a parent. And
so
we
not
had an
only
hour.
Did you have to find out where these kids were, but you had to fill out forms
a justification
for each kid.
Form, sick, doctor's appointment, out, you know, on vacation, you had to put it on the form, and you had to submit that every day.
Negative.
Oh my God.
Psych.
That's like, okay, like I'll take attendance, and then like there are some days I just straight up forget, and the office will call me in the middle of class, and then I'll have to like stop what I'm doing and get
you
up and go.
That.
Yeah,
you broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
You broke the law.
I didn't fill out my attendance justification forms that day.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oops.
We didn't do that. All we had was just, you know, they weren't there, and you send a runner. You do attendance on the little whatever.
Progress book?
Yeah, whatever it was, probably different.
Okay.
And then you'll send a runner to take the physical attendance down to the office. Y'all don't have that?
We didn't have electric. Everything was a physical copy. We did not have any electric attendance.
Oh, yeah. So we had both. And a lot of times it wouldn't work anyway. You know, I'm working at a public school.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to work. And I send it down. So attendance is really, they should do that.
Students.
Yeah.
Well, we got to do that. You know who came to this school?
An attendance taker.
Okay, so my school's doing something really cool. I'm actually excited for it. So, right now, I take attendance, and then I also have to do breakfast count. So, like, the kids will go out in the hall. They'll get a bagged breakfast. They come in the room. They sit down. They eat their breakfast. And I have a list of all the kids. And, like, because we're – I forget what the program is, but for our school's cafeteria, they have to make – like, they have to count how many kids eat lunch, how many kids eat breakfast.
Pay for it. I got you.
Right. So I have a form – then I have to just go in and check off, like, did you eat breakfast? Did you eat breakfast? And then,
and then
I have to send it up to the office each day. So I forget to do that. But, like, this year, our school is implementing, like, badges for every single student. So every student has an ID badge.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten, like, last week was the first week they got the badges. And then they're they started putting scanners on the bus. So now the kids will get on the bus. They scan in on the bus. It's kind of cool. The parents can actually like check out where their kid is on an app.
It's
Big Brother.
It
can tell them like, okay, they're 5 minutes away from the school. Oh, if they're coming home, they're 5 minutes from home. They're about to get off the bus. It's really cool. And they're going to do the same thing for breakfast count and for attendance. So instead of me taking attendance, the kids will come in and just beep. And then I'll be like, huh.
Thank you. Everybody need to implement that.
That's something that's not going to waste my time anymore. So I'm like pumped for that. Oh, I know.
Cost money.
Well, and what happens when the child forgets their badge?
Well, on those days, on those days you would have to do that. But they've been pretty good about it. I think I've only had like two kids forget their badge like one time, and the rest, like, they wear them. And then, they haven't lost them. The one bad thing is they put them on lanyards.
Yeah.
And they want to like swing them around or like play with them. Yeah. And
choke each other with them.
Yeah.
So, but I think that something I always waste time on is making a bajillion copies of papers. Like when I was at my old school, any assessment that I had to give in the classroom, I couldn't just send home the paper assessment that the kid had filled out. I had to go and make the physical copy of every single one and then send home the copy and keep the original.
It's 2022. Why are we still writing on paper? We're killing the environment.
Thank you. That's a whole nother
save the trees.
Maybe we're the virus, you know?
Lesson plans. I can't stand it. Why we got to turn in lesson plans? You know what we going to teach. We got a whole pacing calendar. Why I got to turn it in? And they want you to turn in lesson plan for the whole semester.
Yeah.
That is a waste of time. So, I'm going to be honest with you. I was type of teacher. Sometimes I didn't know what I was going to teach until Monday anyway.
No, 100%.
It was a surprise to me and my kids what the lesson was going to be.
Some of it was I didn't want to do lesson plans. I was tired. But other times it was like, I always talk about this story. It was October in Indiana. We were doing leaves and chain and this color and this color of autumn. And it snowed like over a foot. Why am I going to teach a lesson on leaves when all the kids are talking about is frozen snowmen and all this stuff? It's like, so if I would have lesson plan and stuck to that lesson plan, that would have been hellacious to try to teach about autumn when it snowed out. No, a full semester. Indiana wanted to do a full school year.
My old school, I had to, like, doing lesson plans is one thing. Like, I write lesson plans just for my own knowledge.
Right.
Like, I have just my little planner book, but I write, like, bullet points. I'm like, okay, I'm doing this and reading this.
It's not the objective
over
there.
I'm not writing down, a page. But at my old school, I had to physically fill out, like, 20-page lesson plans.
And print them out.
Just for language arts and math. Mm-hmm. Like, I had, like, and they had to be turned in by Monday at 8 a.m. And they had to have, like, all the objectives, the standards. I had to have, like,
my
accommodations.
Who was gonna,
yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to have, like, verbiage of what I thought the kids were. I'm like, I am a full-blown teacher. I'm not in college anymore.
Yeah,
I did that in college.
Copy and paste.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, copy that was
and
my paste. Friend.
But then veterans. They didn't want us, they wanted us to co-plan. And then they didn't want us to have the same lesson plans.
That's stupid.
I was like, that's dumb. Why? Like, why are that's we making
stupid.
More work?
That's continuity.
Right. I'm
that's
like, stupid. Why are we planning the same lessons together
same,
and then not having
the
same lesson
stuff.
Plans?
Right.
Same team.
Right.
We got to have different. The only thing going to be different about my lesson plan is the name. Right. I'm going to copy and paste what you got, and we're going to all turn it in. That's
right. It
stupid.
Just didn't make any sense.
No
and they were like,
no,
well,
more
no
work
one's,
for no reason.
Yeah, they were like, no one's class is the same. Like, I get that. Like, you're obviously going to teach to your class.
Right.
But, like, you're going for the same goal here. Like, why
we have
are we
the same state standards we have to do.
Like, you can't predict what's going to happen in class anyway. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might not even get to that stuff, man.
No.
Please.
Right. The school I resigned from, we had to do lesson plans. We had to turn those in every Tuesday for the next week. Mm-hmm. Some of it I get, some of it I don't. It's fine, whatever. So after I left, a year after I left, I'm good friends with the people who teach there. And one of them was like, Miss Joanne, the director, had to be in my classroom because they couldn't find someone to replace the classroom because it was a hard class.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Joanne was like, why does Tell have so many things about Latino and Hispanic people? And they were like, she used my lesson plans from the year before and didn't realize it was Hispanic and Latino Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. So she was so upset. Why did he do that? And I was like, so first off, my lesson plans weren't good enough for me then, but then you reused them and then was confused by them. I'm like, oh. Huh, so you wasted my time making me submit those. And you're like, they wouldn't let us reuse the ones from the year before, but you reused my baby.
Professional developments.
Yes.
Oh, that's a waste of everybody's life, yep. not our time.
Yep.
You know what we got to do? And it's the same stuff. They can just email us.
Right.
You can send it to me, baby.
Yeah,
well,
that's
I got to sit in there for all this because just yeah. to say we right. did it.
I used to have to go to one every single day. I don't know how your schools were, but like, I'm not kidding you. Every morning I had to be at school by 7:45. From 7:45 to 8:30, we had meetings every day but Friday. Stupid. Every day. I'm like, that's time I could be using to plan stuff that I'm actually going to use,
right.
mm-hmm. not sit through your pointless PD. Like,
that's what it is. All we do is throw them papers in the trash can, man.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite PD you ever had to sit through?
The funniest one was, you know what? Standards and all that dumb stuff, all like that. But I used to love the PD when we had to practice restraints.
Wow.
Oh, it was so stupid.
Oh, 'cause you get to be licensed, yeah.
Yes, it was so stupid. It was awesome the way they felt like these counter moves can combat a kid who's coming at you, you know.
Right.
Put your hand up and put the name down and elbow up. You don't have time for all that.
No.
I love to see them demonstrate it. It's so funny, man. They so serious about it, too.
And you have professional developments on this. That is so wild
to
me.
Yeah, I didn't get that professional development until, like, my third year in.
What is it? What's the
what
isn't it called something?
It's like CPI training.
CPI. Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that stands for.
I was
going
to say, what does it mean?
I don't know. I don't use it because I don't want to. I don't want to put my hands on
it. CPI stands for can't put into use. That's what it stands for.
That's
stupid. If you try, the kid will beat you up trying to do that stuff.
See, I left that to the admin. If I had a kid that needed restraining, I was like, I'd call the office and be like, you need to come help me because I'm not.
Yeah. This is school. Like, I don't, like, I should not be having to restrain a child at school.
I guess they got to say you had their training, though.
It happens.
Professional. What's your least favorite professional development?
Okay, so I had a really terrible principal my first school, and she would just waste everyone's time.
Yeah, that's didn't most matter. Of principals.
She just, I think
most
she just
principals
like,
are.
Yeah, she just liked to hear herself talk. But she, every Monday would be like the principal's meeting, so you'd go in and do like literally a staff meeting every Monday.
Oh.
And it was always pointless because like you don't have weekly updates all the time on things that are changing in the school or things you need to do or whatever. Like, send it in an email and be done with it.
Right.
But every Monday she would have like, you know, like she had to you had to have an agenda. So she would give us this little piece of paper, 3 bullet points on it. And then she would start off with like some kind of icebreaker thing. She's like, this is an SEL activity that you can use with your class.
No.
And she would give us like, you know, those giant like Lego Duplo blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, okay, go around the room and find somebody else that has the same color block as you. I'm like,
you're wasting my time.
I am 24.
I'm like, grown person.
Ma'am, I don't want to play with Lego Duplos. Like, just let me go and plan my lessons.
They
please.
Think this stuff
on
worked.
A Monday?
Stuff don't
on
work,
a Monday.
Man.
I'm matching Lego Duplo blocks with another. You know,
all
teacher
stuff
down the hall.
Implement that stuff don't work with some of these kids, man. It's hard to implement. I'm gonna do this when this boy over here peeing in the plants.
Right.
Okay. He peeing in the plants. He done turned my whole lesson on the rock cycle into the water cycle.
Right.
Okay. So I got a spiraling water cycle now. I got to use him peeing in my plants to start a whole new lesson.
Right.
It's dumb, man. A lot of it is stupid. They need to let teachers.
Teach jobs.
As we go, because well, we
I wish
know
I was wearing
students.
My Let Teachers Teach shirt. I didn't bring that one with me.
I know what I'm wearing.
That's a good shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Let teachers teach. We micromanage, man.
Right.
Yes.
And it's not fair.
That and I think that's my thing is the micromanaging. Like I think as teaching professionals, people in education, you should always be up to date on anything new, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I liked is, I will say at the private schools that they let us pick our own professional developments for the most part. Now, we still had to go to meetings and stuff, but for the most part, they would be like, find, you know, you have to do 5 hours worth for this month or whatever. So find these 5 things that you want to do. And it was an online one.
Yeah.
Now, we still did have some in-person ones that we had to attend. The most insane one was at... they would do like these like self-care ones right at Head Start because you have to have so many hours, and I think because Head Start is a health and human service program, they have to offer staff health and human ones too. We had one guy come, it was an all-day professional development because we would do just one the first Friday of the month, so you're there in a hot auditorium for 8 hours, and it was a self-care one, and we had to be there at 6 a.m and the first thing I swear he stands up and was talking about like get better sleep. And this is how you get better sleep. Like, don't drink water before. Don't watch TV. And, like, don't be stressed.
Okay.
Just don't be.
Mm-hmm.
If you can help it,
that's
don't
easy.
Be, please.
Yeah, yeah. Then one of them was like, you know, learn how to, like, you know, hold your bladder or drink less water at school so that you don't have to go to the bathroom. I swear to God, they actually got in trouble for that one. So we had an MD, a doctor, come in talking about, like,
my
your
face is, like, permanently
I
affixed
swear,
into, like, the what?
I promise you.
What?
Yeah, like, learn how to hold your pee.
Yeah, and it
we
was
professionals
like,
they, no, that anyway.
They did get, I remember, that was before I had gotten there.
So I'm going to end up with, like, some kind of bladder or kidney disease because I can't go to the bathroom ever.
Yeah, it was why I was like, that's not self-care. That's terrible. Like,
I don't let my kids go to the restroom because I'm jealous.
Yeah. Like we have to suffer together.
Because I can't go pee. Let's do it together.
We used to have to do data meetings at my school. We did like we would have to collect just like, I don't know, a piece of data on something. They would say like, oh, bring your unit 3 math post-assessment scores or whatever. So we would bring it and it would be a meeting with me, the principal, and then like someone from the county because, you know, we had those people in the building all the time. And we'd have to sit down and they go, okay, tell us about your data.
Why?
And,
you like, seem
they
a
literally,
damn data.
They literally pulled me out of my class. Like, not during, like, you know, a time when I didn't have kids. Pulled me out of my class for 30 minutes to have a data meeting. And, like, said, tell us about your data. I'm like, well, it's
right
here's,
here.
Here's the data.
I could have sent this. I could have sent this in an email.
I could have just given this to you as an email and not had to sit and explain it to you. And then they would sit there and go, okay, so what are you going to do? I'm like,
nothing.
Go teach my kids once you let me go back and teach.
Hopefully
like,
get more support from you.
Yeah,
that's
get,
what
no,
I
get
do.
No help. That's what I'm going
to
do. Shot.
Did you have to do those?
Did you have the data means this, the whole everybody?
Yeah.
They do the data from the school. I had one where they did the data. We had a data meeting for everybody on campus, and they showed like the data, the bad data, and it just happened to be in my damn class.
Oh God!
Right, it showed my class data.
Your name's at the top.
Everybody, I'm like, really? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing? Everybody, so that's Mr. Brown data. That's his kids. Well, this is what y'all gave me.
Yep.
This boy came in my classroom and licked the doorknob. Okay. This is what y'all gave me.
That's he an Ariana Grande.
What?
Ariana Grande? Didn't she lick a donut?
I said
a doorknob.
Maybe I'm hungry. I was like, a donut?
I was confused by what you said. I was like, Ariana Grande. I'm like, what?
Did she look doorknobs too?
Did
you have Ariana Grande as a student?
I had an Ariana. And I just called her Grande too. That was my You ever give your kids nicknames though? I know it's all
subject. Do I give them nicknames?
Yeah, like nicknames because you don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My kids, okay, so last week we read, we were doing main idea and details, and we read some nonfiction books, and one book was Cute Jungle Animals, and the one is called a quokka, and it looks like a little capybara, and it has like it's known as the happiest animal on the planet or whatever. It's like, it smiles, and it's like really cute. And my one student was like, Mrs. Woolley, that's me. Like, and I'm like, it does kind of look like you. And then all the kids were like, Mrs. Woolley, what's my spirit animal? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I have to think about that. And everyone was like, okay, now you have to write down our spirit animals, like all of us. I'm like, okay, let me go and spend my time writing down 17 spirit animals for 10-year-olds. Like,
spirit animal.
But it's like, you know what? Whatever. That's not a waste of my time because that's something that, you know, the kids are going to enjoy.
Right.
That's something that's going to make them, you know, like me more. So I'm going to do that. But there are plenty of other things.
They're going to like me more if I do this.
They're going to like me more if I give them a spirit animal. So that's what I'm going to do.
I think the teachers waste. Teachers' times too. Like we already in the meeting. Like I can't stand teachers.
I know.
Yeah, they're about to, you know, the ones who want to be seen and want to be heard all the time.
Well, I actually have never done that. I hate you. Put your hand down.
I'm sick of you.
No, when the meeting is 2 seconds from being over,
and they say it,
they raise their hand, and you're like, I have a question. And
something
we're all like, shut up.
Please.
Shut up.
Yes.
They say we can leave the meeting early. It's time to leave the meeting. Them the ones ain't got no home life, though.
You couldn't wait until we all left the room
it's
so you could walk up and ask your question?
But it's never a question. It's like a humble brag question.
Ugh.
I always turn my stuff in on time at 8. Was this supposed to be later? Yeah. I saw people turn in at 8:30. If you don't shut up.
They trying to be buddy-buddy
with
admin.
Yeah.
For anybody out there who do that, can I tell you something? The principal don't even like you.
No.
Listen, okay. I'm cool with my admin.
They don't
admin.
Even like when you do that.
I'm cool with my admin.
Yeah.
My admin's cool. But we definitely, like, I've definitely had a lot of those raising their hand at the last
second. They just
want
to be seen, want to be heard. So they up on what we're supposed to be doing. Well, I have this. Who care, baby girl?
That's the same person that reminded the teacher of the homework.
That's the same person.
That was about turning. Did we not turn in the 45 questions we were supposed to do? And
equivalent.
You're like, we had 1 minute.
That's the same
this
person.
The same student. You grew up to be a teacher.
That's the same person who on a Saturday night plays Sudoku.
I just quietly in there.
17 cats at home, stray cat. Just pick up stray cat. No home life.
No
home. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, no home?
No home life. Them the ones want to make the meeting longer because they want to ruin your life.
They need a it's social event.
Please don't make me go back home.
It's time for you to go. Find something else to do, man.
Yeah.
It's
we
other
need,
stuff.
We need to have some teacher social events where they can talk all they want.
Yeah.
And not in the meetings that we want to just get out of.
It's like, I call it the clucking hen syndrome. Like one person's, or like things that you just can't change. Like there are things that we hate, right? There's time waste. We have to take attendance. So why are we going to sit here and argue in this meeting about how you don't want to take attendance and make it a 45 minute conversation? Baby, I want to go home. We always have them after school and after aftercare. So I got out at 3:30, but aftercare ended at 6.
Yeah.
So I would go home and have to come back to the school at 6.
I actually love doing that sometimes. I'm talking about the meeting that you have, like school is over with, but you stay too far to go home and come back.
Yeah.
That's when I just hit a bar, baby. Just take that badge off, hit a bar real quick, come back, and they wonder why I'm enthusiastic now.
Like, I love
Mr.
this.
Mr. Brown, you happy to be here? I'm like, yeah, baby. Let's go ahead and knock it out. Jesus is real.
I
couldn't say every it. Every time it's you say it. It's a family show.
Something I always have to waste my time on is when I'll be in the middle of class and then I'll have like that one student that can't wait 2 seconds to ask their question and they're just going to interrupt me giving directions to go, are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? And I'm like, will you just wait 5 seconds?
Right.
And then I don't have to waste the other 5 seconds I'm spending right now telling you to wait. And then I'll give you the directions and tell you what you're going to do.
It's like the eager learner.
Yes. Eager learner. And it's like, I'm glad you want to know what you're doing, but be patient and I'm going to tell you. And we don't have to waste another 3 minutes of my class with me stopping you from asking questions.
Do y'all have the, I don't know why this ain't never happened. Maybe they just left me alone. But after you get observed, right? Mm-hmm. Or you get your eval or whatever, you have that one-on-one conference with the person, whoever did it, and they tell you why you got this and didn't have this, and that you didn't. It can be stuff up in your classroom that they missed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they say you didn't. Yes. Y'all had to deal with that?
So because we're a federal program, we would have feds come in. So these weren't state, these were like federal.
Oh, wow.
And so they would come in and you had to have things like, did you make sure that like you had, like all like cultures represented, was there books on, you know, anyone that could have a disability, were there same sex books on parenting, like all that, like anything that a child could experience within your classroom and their families, you had to make sure was represented in the classroom. And so, they'd only do this like once every few years when it was a grant year and you're reapplying, but you had to have a meeting with them. And I remember sitting there, they're like, you have a lot of dress clothes. I'm like, great. And they're like, when you organize them, you put them in like a order of like this and this, and the kids like had to choose. And I'm like, why is this a thing? Like, I was pulled out for 2 hours and they explained like the entire process of my classroom. We also had LCOs, which is like what kind of books you have out. And I was like, you did the observation, which was a waste, because there's a lot of things that you have to, like, you can't go to music, you can't go to recess, you can't, there's things you can't leave the classroom for. So, like, that was a waste, because my lesson plan said we went outside. And then you're going to observe, I then have to do a 2-hour post-meet. I'm tired.
See, the pre was the boring part for me. Like, that's the biggest time waste.
So, like, they pre-meet with you before they observe you. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. So, like, so before you get evaluated, you have to fill out like 15 questions with like paragraphs of information.
This is
OTEZ, like Ohio Teacher Evaluation System. So, for OTEZ, well, like, you be throwing them little.
I know, she's good at them.
I'm still in the game.
I
got to know them all. So, I literally have to fill out like 15 questions with all this information. About my classroom and the lesson I'm going to teach and how the standard connects to the lesson and how what I know about my students and any background information that the administrator should know about all this stuff. And then I'll send that in and they don't even read it. And then they'll come to the lesson and be like, okay, what am I going to watch today? I'm like, didn't you read the 15 questions I spent 3 hours answering? No. So
that's a waste.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
A time waste.
I can't stand that.
The biggest one I remember, man, the biggest one I couldn't stand, when they start doing like the individual learning targets for each student, where each individual, like you had to see where they were as far as scores and data.
We had a
and then see where they wanted
records.
To be, like where you was going to have them by this time, which was, you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
By the time the spring starts,
you
got to spiral in different level learners.
Right. And they would make you do that on
each student.
Oh, ours was like, I guess ours was like a report after the fact. It wasn't like where we want them to be. It was like where they are.
Yeah, where they are, that. And then make a prediction of where, compared to what they're going to do.
I'm not going
to
predict that. I don't want to send a child. Maybe they're going to really impress me.
That's
no.
a lot. And you taught middle school.
Yeah, it was
so
super
you had
stupid.
Like probably like what hundreds of kids.
Yes.
Yeah. All the no. time. No, thank that you. Can,
sometimes in one class.
No. No.
Not me.
Nope. The highest class I ever had was 24.
2-5. 2-5. Correct. A 2-5.
That is 2-5.
We're going to play a game. We're going to do Never Have I Ever, and you can answer the Never Have I Ever. And if you're like, you know what, I don't want to answer that, then we're going to eat a really hot chicken wing. That
I ain't scared.
I'm usually not scared, like, but I don't like hot.
This is a family
See,
show.
I don't like super hot, crazy. But I also don't like traditional chicken wings. Like, I don't like...
The bone?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like the bone. I'm worried I'm going to break my tooth.
All right. So, never have I ever drunk dialed my ex.
Say that
again.
Definitely
did.
Drunk dialed my ex.
When I was in college, yes.
I did.
I did.
Okay, you better get that
wing. Oh, wait. Dang it.
So never have I ever is when like if you have done that you have to bite the wing.
That is correct.
If you haven't done it, you don't bite the wing.
I say if I have did it.
Yeah, you don't have to. You answer every question.
So English teachers don't say.
So if you've done that, if you have drunk dialed an X, you bite that chicken wing.
Mm, I'll beat it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's a
quality. I'm sure those are delicious.
Right,
those are freshly microwaved.
Ooh. Okay.
let's see. Never have I ever. Been on a yacht. That's an interesting
I've not.
One.
I'm not fancy.
I'm not that bougie.
No.
Oh,
I don't know any yacht friends.
You're never. Welcome. I've saved you from biting.
I'm from the Midwest. A no one in
boat.
There has yachts.
Fishing boat.
Lake Michigan.
But not a yacht.
This is an interesting one.
Okay.
Never have I ever clogged someone else's toilet in their home.
I'm embarrassed to admit this.
Toilet tissue and boo-boo.
I have, and then I lied about it.
Me too.
Oh.
I'm like, I think your kid accidentally pooped in there. Like, I don't have a kid.
Oh. Oh, that's bad.
Never have I ever lied about being sick to get out of doing something.
Who hasn't? I mean.
We're teachers.
Okay, this is a good one. Mm. Never have I ever laughed so hard I peed myself as an adult.
Does a drip count? A drip of pee?
Any sort of
spice as you go.
Any sort of excretion.
Not as an adult. No, but as a child, yes.
Ooh, it's 6 seconds.
Let's see here. We're making good time.
These are not as hot as I thought
they're
they
not,
would
be. They're not, but this got...
They taste interesting.
They may not be hot, but they are not good either.
They're not like... It's like not the initial bite. It's like afterwards. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's just like sitting there.
Am I in a wrench? I'm a ranch man.
Here, while we're on the subject of relieving ourselves,
okay.
Never have I ever gone in a public pool.
Like, are you talking about like being?
Childhood? All like the
I was
a kid.
I was gonna say we're talking like
period
okay.
in life. Just at any time in life.
I mean,
100%. Shanklin pool when I was like 5. I'm sorry, Shanklin.
Who hasn't peed in a pool?
Yeah,
Sean.
Never have I ever thrown a drink at someone.
No.
I have not. I've always wanted to.
Oh. Yeah, I never did that.
I feel like that's a real housewife move.
Tell,
I'd love
we can
to.
Do that someday. I'll let you throw a drink
I haven't.
At me for funsies.
I want to. That's my dream in life.
Okay.
I have a new dream.
Nah, that's a new disrespect.
Okay, here we go. Never have I ever stood up a date.
No.
I'm going to have someone be like, yes, you did. I don't think I have.
Wait. Oh.
Tells X is watching the show right now. Like, yes, you did.
I don't think I ever stood one up.
Back in 2015.
Been so long.
All right. So same sort of vein here. Never have I ever ghosted someone.
Ghost?
Like in what way?
I did.
In person
text
or on
you,
a
didn't text them back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like you're just are done.
But sometimes it's for good reason. Like if you're a butthead or like.
A sending me creepy emails.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's. That's true.
Listen.
Never have I ever been the alibi for a lying friend.
And then she still think I'm horrible.
No, because I was the goody two-shoes
friend. It wasn't even my real friend.
I don't know who you are, but she
no
still
one
thinks
wanted to use me as their
he's horrible.
Derek, she'll tell the truth.
She won't lie for us.
All right, this is a good one. This is like kind of around the Halloween-ish and into the fall area. So let's go back a little ways. Never have I ever believed something was haunted. So if you have believed something was haunted.
Oh, 100%.
You have to eat that wing.
I believe in that.
That room at the end of your house.
Yep. I'm Puerto Rican.
The man in there.
Okay, here we go. I think all three of you have done this, but we are in Orlando currently.
Yeah.
Never have I ever been to a Disney park.
I have, unfortunately.
Seriously? I go all the time.
I don't like Disney.
Nope. It was poor.
I can't even bite these.
We were poor.
We saw it. I've been on a cruise, but not the park. Oh, man.
I think that counts.
You need a napkin.
It's like a Disney
wing on your... There you go. You got it.
Keep it there.
It's
a snack for later.
It's all part of the nostalgia of this. Let's do maybe like two more.
Okay.
Where's that in?
I have two more bites in here.
Okay. This is an interesting one. This will be very telling of all of you and your heroism. Never have I ever attempted to or saved a life.
I have.
Oh, I have.
Do tell.
I had a child who jumped into the sensory table and choked on a cotton ball, and I didn't give him a Heimlich.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I cried hysterically when that cotton ball came out.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, I can't be saving lives. I can't be on it. I can't let there be a Lifetime movie of me.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, little Brenda thanks you. I don't know of any little kids named Barbara or Brenda.
It's always Barbara, Caroline, Bobby. Ooh. My lips.
It's like Titus Andromedon. He named his baby Linda.
Well, I'm going to bite the bone. Next time, my wing gone. I think y'all read my history.
Give us a good last one.
I'm scrolling through these.
And on a spite.
Okay.
My lips.
You are all on social media. You've all been viral at one point or another. Never, and you've all experienced this.
Oh, God.
Never have I ever trolled someone on social media.
I mean,
yeah, I have. 100%.
I was going to say, I mean,
I'm too player for that, baby. I really never did that. You know what I'm saying? Now,
I don't think I have either.
I do so, like that one. Like,
I'm trying to think back. I'm like, have I ever?
No.
That one homophobe. That like racist. 100%.
So
yeah, not crazy. I ain't did no crazy.
I mean, not nice people. Like a homophobe, a racist. I'm gonna go to your thing. I'm gonna like let you know that you're heroin.
See, if I don't have anything nice to say, I'm not gonna say anything at all. Like
I responded to trolls, but I ain't never trolled.
No,
but did you troll back?
Yeah,
so if someone trolled you, like, hey, I just looked at your profile.
When they go low, and we go high.
You got that weird peach fuzz mustache and no friends.
I'm too petty.
Wait, Devin, are you thinking about someone in particular?
No, I haven't.
That sounded very specific.
You know what?
The thing you just trolled me.
I'm waiting for that. I need to start trolling some people who trolled me. I need to,
trolling back counts.
Usually my supporters usually get them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually, yeah. Yeah. I think my thing is like if I'm the one who's like going through... And I trolled hard once. I duetted someone who was like, where are the manly men? Why are they all wearing skirts? I'm like, girlfriend. So I know I duetted that. I feel like that's kind of trolling.
Yeah.
I don't think I troll in a way that's like to someone who like was just like a bystander. Like if you're being a crappy person, I'm going to troll you.
Yeah. I think there's like being a hero, there's like a heroic version of trolling, and then there's like the villainous version of trolling.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm the hero.
Yeah.
And on that note, and I want to stay the hero. We're gonna sign off on that. Go have hot wings. Go play Never Have Ever with your best school bestie, and don't waste my time and don't waste your time, babes.
But you can spend your time listening to all of our other episodes. If you haven't seen them on YouTube, go watch them on YouTube.
And
make sure you follow Eddie B on all platforms. And thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye.